Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Welcome to Atlanta Business Radio, and this morning we have our monthly special episode, Atlanta's Most Trusted Advisor, with our fearless host, Miss Bonnie Buell Russick. How are you, sunshine?
I am great. Stone, how are you doing?
I am doing well. It's been a while since I've had an opportunity to co-host and produce at the same time, so this is a fun day for me, and this is going to be a fantastic segment. Who did you invite today?
I invited Sarah Assalti with Sage Software.
Hello.
Hey, thank you for coming.
Well, thanks for having me.
I'm going to read your bio here because I'm not going to get all this to memory here. So Sarah has been a member of the marketing services community for almost 20 years. And it's amazing since she looks no older than 30.
You're so kind.
Her experiences run the gamut from nonprofit giants like American Cancer Society to small startups to Fortune 500 companies such as Sage, where she is now. After leaving the nonprofit arena in 2008, Sarah dove into the world of marketing automation, exploring how technology can be a friend, not a foe, and marketing and sales teams. As the manager for marketing automation at Sage, she has enjoyed creating processes where none existed and removing roadblocks so strategies can move forward effectively. That sounds like something everyone would want to say about their business right there.
So, I definitely think that that is a key aspect of marketing and marketing operations, is really getting out of your own way and making sure that you are being effective. And if something isn't working or isn't working effectively, let's move on. And sometimes people hold on to that really tightly.
Well, and I think, too, a lot of times marketing is seen as this amorphous sort of, we don't know exactly what's working or mm-hmm. what to do, so let's try this and let's try this kind of randomly sort of things. Mm-hmm. And, you know, certainly from my perspective, we're all about putting together the strategic plan, thinking about who you are and everything. Mm-hmm. But, you know, on the execution side of things, this is where marketing automation can come into play mm-hmm. in a huge way.
For sure. You know, marketing automation for the audience that doesn't exactly know what marketing automation is, because it is a new technology. It's only really established itself, I would say, in the last 6 to 7 years as something that the company would want to do. And the reason is marketing automation takes all of those elements of marketing in terms of reporting, in terms of looking at who your personas are that are being successful in sales, and taking those elements and making sure that they are being sent down a path that is productive from a marketing aspect, whether that be a nurture program, whether that be a communication strategy, which with a white glove touch. And you're really taking those aspects of your marketing strategies and applying them in a systematic and effective way.
Wow. So for small businesses, mm-hmm. how can this be effective? You know, we hear all these great terms mm-hmm. and such, and
yeah.
I understand how, you know, large corporations can use these, mm-hmm. but, you know, when you're talking about a small business with very limited budgets, mm-hmm. are there marketing automation opportunities out there for them?
Oh, for sure. So when you think about marketing automation, you do hear a lot about the larger, more enterprise systems such as Marketo or Eloqua, two of the biggest ones. But if you look at marketing automation as a whole and the arena, there are hundreds, maybe even thousands of smaller marketing automation systems that can really help any kind of size or goal for that particular business. So you really just need to find the marketing automation system that's going to work for you. And that really starts with looking at your goals as a business. For instance, like, we have some amazing marketing automation systems that can really help out small businesses, such as MailChimp, which is actually local here in Atlanta, as well as there's other ones that are of all different sizes. You know, there's Sales Fusion and HubSpot, and there's some mid-sized ones that you could look at as well. And the main goal before you go into looking for a marketing automation system is really defining what you want to accomplish with that. Do you want to accomplish a hands-off kind of marketing experience, whether that be for your leads or your customers? Do you want to talk to a specific persona? Do you want to be, you know, in the weeds in the marketing experience? Because marketing automation is really taking all of that big data. You know, we always hear big data. It's taking that big data and synthesizing it into a way that's actually useful for your company. And the ways that you can do that are numerous, you know, and we can definitely define that in terms of what your goal is for your business.
So give me an example of, say, a marketing automation situation that a small business might find themselves in and how they would take advantage of this option.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a great example is your prospects versus your customers. You want to talk to those audiences very differently. And you could, with a marketing automation system, have them be a separate path. So if somebody's a prospect and not a customer yet, and your marketing automation system can define that for you, you can actually say, okay, if they are a prospect, I want them to get this message versus a customer, which maybe I want them to get this message. So if you're sending out, let's say, a monthly newsletter, you can actually divide that into two separate segments and say, prospects should get this, which are maybe talking a little bit more top of funnel, maybe a little bit more interest, thought leadership. And customers, you can maybe talk a little bit more about your product or about your services in a way that's going to help them be more effective in their line of business. So you can actually take that two messages, completely separate audiences, and apply it in a very simple way. So that's just one simple example of how you could do that.
And then based on, because of that, having those two different audiences and messages going mm-hmm. to those audiences, you can then look at your reporting, mm-hmm. like who's reading what, who's taking, you know, mm-hmm. who really is clicking on the article that's about mm-hmm. this new service that you're offering, so that you can then follow up with your other messages to them as well.
Mm-hmm. And it can go even more so than that. So let's say that you have three or four messages within a newsletter. You could even see what messages are resonating with that particular audience and look at that persona overall. And then you could further segment. We're going down the weeds here. You could further segment and say, you know what? All of my C-levels are really interested in ROI, but all my marketing, you know, people are really interested in, let's say, execution. And you could then further segment your efforts and say, okay, for my prospect newsletter, I'm now going to send out two separate newsletters. And you can kind of go down exponentially and get more and more sophisticated as you go. Marketing automation allows for that without necessarily breaking the bank or having to have a huge staff or something like that. All you have to have is really your plan.
So I'm curious, what are some of the most common mistakes that you see businesses making when it comes to this whole idea of marketing automation? Because I'm operating under the impression you probably see some of the same mm-hmm. patterns over and over. Maybe
oh, yeah.
just roll your eyes sometimes and say, here we go again. Let me see what I can do to help.
So there's a couple of different things that, you know, pitfalls that you want to avoid. So the first one is really not going in with a plan, not really understanding what you want this tool to do for you. Do you want it to be a mainly sales-driven tool where you're driving leads? Do you want it to be a avenue where it's a better customer service experience? So what do you really want to get out of this marketing automation experience? The other thing is, it's really not choosing the right solution for you and your business, because I've seen people often say, well, I need the biggest and the best and the most complicated for my two-person business. So, you know, and you want to make sure, once again, that the systems that you're using are not using you, you know, that you're using the systems and they're not too complicated for you, that you can fit them within your workflow, within your budget, and within your goals. So what I recommend for small businesses is dip your toe in the water, get do some research on some of the smaller and less complicated, more easily implemented services. Because if you look at something like Marketo or Eloqua, those are enterprise-wide systems, and they're really looking at integrating with your tech stack, you know, such as what your CRM is, what your project management tools are. You know, if you have a more complicated business, you're going to want to look at those. If you're running, let's say, out of Excel, maybe you want to look at something that's a little bit less robust and kind of dip your toe in the water first. And maybe you want to look at something like a Constant Contact first. Maybe you want to look at something like MailChimp that's probably a little bit more middle range and just as effective before you kind of go to the jumping into the deep end with a larger, more enterprise-wide effort.
And obviously more expensive too.
More expensive. Yeah. The cost of marketing automation is one of the barriers. I don't even want to say barriers, because you can see a really positive ROI if implemented correctly. But that's going to be one of the things you're going to want to really look at, is what is the value of it for you? And not only looking at the expense of the software, but also looking at the time expense in terms of what it's going to take to implement for your business. And also, as well as, do you need to bring on extra staff to run that particular piece of software? If you are a smaller business, perhaps you want to consider using one of the smaller ones that you can manage yourself before jumping into a larger one, because you will need, for those larger systems such as Marketo and Eloqua, and there's a couple of other ones like Silverpop and such, that you will need somebody who is maybe day in, day out managing the system, or at least a good portion of their, you know, employee time, maybe 50% running that particular system and running your tech stack. So that's one thing that you do want to take in consideration. But once again, it all goes back to your goals. Like, what are you trying to achieve? Like, are you trying to grow your business in a sophisticated manner? Are you trying to look for ways to get off kind of the Excel spreadsheets into a more sophisticated system? And, you know, at Sage, that's one of the things that we really talk about a lot, you know, with our products. And for those of you who aren't as familiar with Sage, we used to be Peachtree Software. We are now Sage. Sage is a company that is globally known, one of the most trusted accounting software companies in the world. And we have software that goes from everywhere from, you know, the sole proprietor to Fortune 500. And one of the things that we look for with Sage is we look, how effective can we be for those businesses at the point they are in their journey? You know, how can we help them build their business in an effective way? And part of that is looking at new technologies and how we can actually move the bar for them. You know, like, for instance, one of the newest products that Sage launched is Sage Live, which integrates with Salesforce, which a lot of, you know, small to medium companies use. And it's really revolutionizing the way that they use technology and accounting software. And that is one of the things that you need to consider when you look at new technologies, is really how it's going to integrate with your business, how it's going to move your business forward. And that's one thing that I think is most important when you're looking at a marketing automation system, like how it's going to fit into your business. Because we've all had this experience, right? Where you buy something and you're like, this is going to change everything. And it does nothing, because it sits there on the shelf and you don't do anything. So that's going to be the main thing, is how are you going to use it and making sure you are using it.
Absolutely. I can see that being a huge issue, where it's like, you know, that big, it's going to solve everything thing happens all the time, unfortunately. But one of the things that seems to be kind of coming up a number of times is the CRM and having good information to put into your marketing automation system, whatever it is. I would imagine that, I don't know, I can tell you, I have mostly worked with accounting firms and law firms who frankly did not have a, you know, great handle on who their clients were, who their prospects were. Every partner has their Outlook database, but there's no, you know, centralized thing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think having that CRM system in place, or some way to organize that information, would be vital to getting as much as you can out of a marketing automation effort.
It really does. And the great thing with a lot of the marketing automation softwares, especially the small ones, is that they can act as your CRM at the same time, because you're not necessarily going to need a extensively robust system when you are only a smaller business. You're not going to necessarily need something like a Siebel CRM or something like that, or or a Microsoft Dynamics. Although you could, you know, definitely could. It's just going to be, you know, it's kind of like putting a Ferrari, you know, motor in a Hyundai. So one of the things that the marketing automation system can do is really define what those fields are that you want to capture in terms of data fields. So you can capture, you know, the basics, you know, the basic demographic, firmographic information, you know, first name, last name, company, et cetera, et cetera. But then you can start to capture some other information that maybe you weren't necessarily seeing trends in, or you had assumptions about trends, and you can prove that out with marketing automation. So for instance, on the reporting side, you can look at and say, okay, I have all this data in there, and maybe I put in industry, maybe I put in, you know, a region, maybe I put in a specific, you know, I don't know, whatever color of the sky, whatever. But you can put in specific data points that you would like to capture. So, for instance, you can really look at, oh, a CEO that has visited our website 12 times is really ripe for that call, right? And you can actually score on that. There is a great tool in most marketing automation systems called lead scoring, and you can score. Actually, give a point system. You know, it varies, but let's say that we're judging 1 to 100. You can give a score for every demographic and firmographic piece of data, as well as every kind of action that they take. So, for instance, a great example would be, let's say that you had a person coming to your site, and they were hitting your site hard. Like, they downloaded every white paper and every kind of free little tidbit you had about your accounting firm. And you were like, oh, this looks like somebody who's really interested in us. And then they fill out the form and you find out that they're a student. You know, and this happens all the time. So one of the things that you're like, oh, okay, they're really interested in us.
They're writing a paper.
We're not so interested in you. And then there's the reverse, right? Like, maybe you have somebody at a trade show that comes up to the booth and you have this great demographic information. Maybe they're a C-level and they're, you know, right in your industry warehouse, and they have said that they're looking for whatever service or product you're providing. And you look at them and you're like, oh, this person is fantastic. Let's give them a really high score. And then you look and they have done nothing on your website, or they have downloaded no pieces of paper. They have not opened an email. So one of the things that you can look at with marketing automation are those kind of areas, and really kind of try and see, okay, so for that person that has visited the website and we have this demographic information on them, what have others that have looked like that person done, right? And you can look at and say, oh, you know what? People that look like this person, that have this persona, let's say, that have this marketing persona, they have been really interested in how to build new technologies in their business. So maybe I'm going to send them this white paper and say, other C-levels like you have found this really useful, and a way to start engaging the conversation. So that's what marketing automation can do. They can say, if somebody looks like this, you know, looks like a certain persona and has this level of activity, let's send them a specific email or a specific webinar or a specific white paper. You can actually send them a specific piece of information, content, engagement experience to get them to try and engage with you as either a thought leader or a sales perspective. And you can do this with your customers too. Like, if you find that your customers are struggling with this particular piece of software, and you see that, like, every time they log in to a specific area of your site and do something, or they have a service that maybe there's confusing them, you could send them, based on their activity, a FAQ and say, you know what, we really want to make sure you're getting the most out of our product. Here's an FAQ on the things that we think would help you the best. And so that's the way marketing automation can make not only the customer experience better for your customer, but also can really impact your business in terms of, hey, they really know what I need from a standpoint of, you know, the product, or they really understand what I'm going through in terms of a prospect, you know, and they really know what they're talking about. So I want to do business with them.
So really, it's just kind of capturing information and using it in a somewhat scientific way.
Correct.
I mean, yes. You know, I mean, we can talk about all these, you know, a lot of different things, but in reality, it's just being smart with your marketing and sales approach. And now, when you were talking about, so someone's logging into the software and everybody seems to have trouble with, you know, this one particular section, so you send an FAQ. Where does that cross over into starting to feel stalky? Because that to me, like, you know, and I've had people who are like, you know, say so-and-so went to some page of my website and then, like, 30 seconds later, they get an email that's like, I see you were on this page of the website.
Or a phone call.
Okay, right. That to me is like, okay, you guys need something else to do. And I feel like you know, I'm being watched. So I think just as a marketing professional, you kind of have to find that balance of being helpful, providing information that they can use and need, and not sounding like, you know, you're standing in their closet peeking through the slats.
Exactly. And it is a balance, because it is more about being, you want to be helpful, not a hindrance. And that's one of the things, that it is a balance. You need to look at what they're actually doing with you, and making sure that your content is valid. For instance, like, if you have a piece of content and, for instance, I know that one of the things that we look for is really talking about technology and how to moving your accounting firm forward and your accounting elements forward at Sage. So one of the things that we look for is really having useful content and really saying, okay, this is something that they're going to want to read. Like, if you saw this on a social media, if you saw this in, you know, laying down on a table somewhere, that making sure that that's going to be an effective piece of collateral to them. And they're going to walk away and be like, I took, you know, two pieces of information that I can apply in a really effective way. So it is a balance, because you don't want to be like, I saw you on my website. Hey, hi. You know, but what you want to say is, you know, I saw that you were on the website looking at, for instance, with Sage, you know, being more efficient, timely invoicing, right? So what does that mean in terms of what does that translate to in terms of content? Like, okay, how to speed up your invoicing, top 10 ways, right? So that's going to be a piece of content. And perhaps, you know, you talk about your business a little bit in there. But the thing is that you really want to make it an effective piece of content for your team. And also, you know, be human. You know, don't be like, hello, this is the piece of content. Like, you know, be like, hey, this is, you know, we try at Sage to really talk about like the struggles that people have in all different areas of their business, whether it be, you know, the single proprietor or the, you know, very established business, because those are very different things. But we also talk about, you know, the human experience and how there truly are people behind, you know, that computer. There's only one person in the seat. So just remember that, like, there's still, you know, there's still somebody with a heartbeat behind the seat, and you need to remember that and try to not bombard them.
yeah, for sure.
So is Sage a piece of software that you install? Is it software as a service, or is the answer yes, depending on the situation?
Okay. We are overall a SaaS company, software as a service. And we provide information for, we provide tools for every kind of accounting software that you can imagine. So, like I said, from entrepreneurs, we have on-the-go software that you can just download on your phone, on your mobile device, and, you know, invoice somebody right there and then with our Sage One and Sage Start. To, you know, we have larger pieces of software that are that are specific to specific industries, you know, and tailored industries like X3, and as well as software that leads right into your tech stack. So, like, Dreamforce is actually going on this week, and I think probably some of your listeners are probably out there right now, and that is, you know, Salesforce biggest what do you want to call it?
Trade show, conference.
Domination event. I don't know. But you know, and Sage One, for instance, integrates right into Salesforce as a, you know, so the integration is seamless. And, you know, when
nice.
You're, and that's what you're looking for too with a marketing automation system, is that you're looking for something that's going to work for you. Like Sage Live does for a lot of businesses that do use Salesforce. You know, it's a seamless integration, and it's something that moves our business along, as opposed to, like we talked about, sits on the counter.
So I'm curious, how does the whole sales and marketing thing work for you guys? And maybe it's different for different industry sectors, but does the phone ring? Is it largely inbound, or do you have people out kind of shaking the bushes, or How does that work for you guys?
Well, we typically run on, I think what a lot of larger enterprise companies work for, which is we have a, you know, channel and marketing model, which we drive leads from both, you know, a channel, which would be like something like we have a series of accountants, perhaps that that have a group of clients that would benefit from our software. And they come to us and say, hey, we think that these people would benefit. Why don't you talk to them? To the marketing, which is just kind of the more the one-on-one. Let me reach out to you and let me talk to you. And then we have our sales team reach out. In terms of marketing automation, what's really interesting about the about that is that they've considered the sales piece, because I think that marketing and sales have this natural, let's say, spirited debate. I think it might be the right.
You're heading down my next question.
Yes. So spirited debate in terms of what they need. So one of the things that marketing automation does is really make sure that marriage is kind of on the right path. With one of them is like with lead scoring, like we talked about, the score, you can kind of see what somebody, where somebody is in terms of like how interested they are in us and how interested we are in them. As well as, you know, a lot of these systems have the ability for sales to actually see all of that information in terms of reporting. So they can see where somebody has gone and what has somebody has opened and what somebody is engaged with, as well as they have these great, you know, in-house tools where the sales team can send out a single email or send out a single invitation to a webinar or something like that on their own, you know, onesie twosie type thing. And then they can see what they're doing, what the constituent is doing. So they can see, oh, they opened this piece of information. So the next conversation that they have with that particular constituent can be an effective one. So they can see, oh, you know what, they downloaded something about integrating with Salesforce. Well, the Sage Live team is going to say, hey, you know what, we really know how to do this in a very well orchestrated way. Let us help you. And so their conversations become more meaningful when they use the marketing automation information that's presented to them.
So it doesn't feel as much like a random sales call mm-hmm. as a conversation about how you can work together to, you mm-hmm. know, come to the end mm-hmm. that you want.
Exactly. And every business has struggles. You know, every business has somewhere where they can improve, where they can move forward in improving their business and being more effective. And one of the things that marketing automation can do is provide you that information so you can start to have that conversation. And one of the things that it can also do is identify areas that maybe you hadn't considered. Like if you all of a sudden, let's say that you throw something in, you know, a communication that is just like a one-off. You're like, oh, isn't this kind of funny? Whatever. And that ends up being your biggest hit ever. Well, maybe you should start talking about that more. Maybe you should start talking about, you know, that in a real way, in a significant way, and talk about that in it with your business even more.
Well, and I can tell you from a just social media perspective mm-hmm. on this, we've discovered that, you know, we put out all kinds of great content. This is how you need to mm-hmm. do this, that,
you do.
And everything else. Thank you. But when we talk about the office dogs mm-hmm. or, you know, Kelly brings in a kid mm-hmm. or, you know, something like that, that's when people are like, oh my gosh, this yeah. is the cutest thing ever. And it gets mm-hmm. the most interaction. Yeah. And I think that kind of goes to that whole idea of be a person, be yeah. human. You know,
be
we
human.
All have things that we do and things that we like. And, you know, it just kind of integrating and trying to find that balance of providing valuable information, but also just kind of creating that personality mm-hmm. of your company.
Right.
And sharing that with others.
Mm-hmm. So. And don't be afraid to like really step out of what you think your company should be. Like for instance, Sage, for instance, has an amazing foundation that they just launched, and they're really looking to change the way corporate philanthropy is positioned in the world. And one of the things that I would say that they are not afraid to do is really talk about what that means for the organization. You know, we built a library in South Africa. We just did I think it was 4 or 5 different Habitat for Humanity builds on the same day. And we're really talking about the amazing way in terms of what Sage is doing from a corporate philanthropy part, because they believe that, you know, businesses start from the culture that they build. And one of the things that they are looking at is saying, you know what, if we're going to help other businesses grow their business, we need to be the best business that we can be. And that's one thing that they really strive to understand and put forth. And you know, part of that is making sure they have effective tools like marketing automation.
There you go. Yeah. Well, and I do think, too, people like to do business with other businesses that they feel are giving back to the community mm-hmm. or are, you know, have a culture that they can agree with, that it's not just all about the, you know, bottom line and how much money can we mm-hmm. make. It's, you know, are we all kind of working together to make the world a better place, too? Mm-hmm. I mean, it sounds a little kumbaya-y, but,
yeah.
You know, I think there's some truth to it.
I agree.
I do. I definitely think that is the case, is that you're more and more as we kind of grow and the business community becomes smaller in a way because of all the social networking and everybody know, you know, you can, your business is out there for everyone to see. Like they can go to your website, they can follow your tweets, they can follow you on Facebook, they can follow you on Instagram, they can follow you on Snapchat, blah, 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 blah. Who your company is, and the customer experience that you offer that company is almost becoming more important than your product. Not to say your product is important, because it is, and your service is important and everything, but there is so much competition out there these days that you need to be on top of your game in terms of your products, but also the experience of what your company is giving to your customers mm-hmm. and who you are. And I think that more and more people are going to care about that as we kind of move forward.
Oh, I think so. As millennials become, you know, as they become more leaders in companies and everything, that is definitely one of the things that is consistently comes back from those millennials, is that they want to make the world a better place. They want mm-hmm. to, you know, they will make decisions that aren't necessarily based on money, but are based on mm-hmm. kind of more is the community-based mm-hmm. sort of things. And yeah, I think that's definitely going to continue to be the case and be even more so.
Mm-hmm. And that's where your personality comes through in your business, and that's how marketing automation can help it, because you can deliver on what your personality is for your business and in a real way, you know, not in a artificial way, even though you're using this really high-end technology. You know, you can deliver the dogs and the kids and the, you know, rabbits and the, you know.
We haven't gotten to rabbits yet, but you never know. The day is young.
The day is young.
Shauna may have a rabbit in the office when I get in there. So, I mean, what are the risks of not using marketing automation?
So here is the challenge, is that we are quickly seeing technology move at a rapid clip. Right? We keep seeing it increase and increase. If you don't use it, you are going to be losing out to other organizations that are using it in an effective way. So it's kind of like a keeping up with the Joneses, unfortunately. But you also are not providing your customer or your prospects with the best experience that they can possibly have. So for instance, if somebody, Amazon does a great job of this. If somebody orders something from you, you want to be able to communicate with them instantaneously. You want to be able to give them saying, hey, your order is on its way. And guess what? Here is your tracking number. And guess what? We can set up alerts for you in terms of where your package is at any point of the time, right? At any point in time. And if you would like, so click this button, which is marketing automation. Anytime mm-hmm. you see a click this button, marketing automation. And you can see that you can see exactly where your package is at any given point. It's in, you know, Toledo. It's in, you know, mm-hmm. wherever. So that is one of the things, is that your competitors are going to be doing this. I mean, I don't know the exact stat, but I believe it was like something like 70% of all businesses have considered some sort of marketing automation in the last 2 years. I think it was the 2005 set. But more and more, we're going to see that small businesses are using some sort of marketing automation, whether it be a, you know, smaller organization like Constant Contact, MailChimp, something like that, to a larger Marketo or Eloqua. But you're going to see that is going to only grow within your organization, and you're going to be, you know, left behind by your competitors, and you're also not going to give your customers specifically the best experience that they can get.
Well, I can validate what she's saying, because in my mind, when I think marketing automation, I think about all these millennials running around and doing sexy stuff and that. But I just ordered checks. So, mm-hmm. you know, in my mind, banking is a very stuffy
environment.
I was able to go online to order the checks.
Right.
And I got an email yesterday from Harland or whoever makes the checks that says your order is on the way. And I found that very comforting.
Mm-hmm.
But my point is, it's not just the sexy cutting edge tech firms that are doing this. Mm-hmm. I mean, real businesses, mm-hmm. big businesses are doing this. And if we don't get on board, we're gonna lose out, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, and even to the Amazon example, you know, being able to track your package down to the, you know, street address of where it is in Toledo, but mm-hmm. also the people who have bought this have purchased this product as well, mm-hmm. or you may be interested in this. You know,
right.
I mean, it's funny because I buy a lot of different things on Amazon. So the suggestions are always kind mm-hmm. of just crack me up. You know,
right.
it's like, and my husband uses my account too. So, you know, suddenly yeah. there's like, you know, you might be interested in this camping gear. I'm like, no, I have no interest in this camping gear. But, you know, it does,
right.
probably generates mm-hmm. a good deal of add-on sales. Mm-hmm. And then you can know where those packages are when they're right on the way to you and mm-hmm. change everything. It really does in some ways put more control that you want in the hands of the consumer.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, who doesn't want
more
to
control.
Be able to more control? Yeah. Yes, we yeah. want to control everything.
Exactly. And there's a lot of things that the marketing automation systems can do that we haven't even touched on today. Like, for instance, there is an integration, a lot of them, with Google Analytics. So if you are looking for paid search or paid social in any kind of real way, you can kind of integrate it with Google Analytics and know what your customers are searching for. So maybe you offer them, you know, hey, top 10 ways camping gear can help your can help your business. I did want to just go back to one other thing that you had mentioned, which was pitfalls.
Yeah.
Okay. So the one thing that I did want to mention is that the one other benefit of marketing automation is that you're able to provide a better experience for everyone in your database, you know, in that marketing database that you're going to build with your marketing automation system, which includes, and I know marketers don't like to talk about this, unsubscribes and preferences. So if you have somebody that decides that they don't want to hear from you, you know, and unsubscribe, guess what? Honor that. Because if you don't honor that, you're only going to make it more apparent that you don't necessarily value what they're telling you. And if anything kills a business quicker, it's for a customer to not feel valued. And marketing automation, what's great about 90% of the systems, I believe, all have this, is a preference center where someone can say, you know what, I'm really not interested in any of your sales information, but you do some great events. You do some great webinars. You do some great in-person events. And I want to know only about those. So what's great about that is we can actually set that up where maybe you don't lose the person to an unsubscribe, you know, and they go to the great unsubscribe. Mm-hmm. But you can now talk to them in a way that's meaningful for them. And in that way, continue the conversation to maybe where someday they will be ready for that sales conversation because they see you as a thought leader and respectful of them.
Yes. And on the other side of that coin is when somebody unsubscribes mm-hmm. and you continue to send them things, depending mm-hmm. on what country they're in, U.S. mm-hmm. is pretty strict, mm-hmm. but Canada will lock
Canada,
you up.
Germany. Like, yeah.
They do not mess around.
Canada Castle does not mess around. Yeah. And even if you're looking at international, I mean, Germany is another one you want to be really cautious of because they mm-hmm. have a double opt-in, which is fun. One thing that you want to do is really honor that. And marketing automation helps that in a really easy and simple way. For instance, the majority of these systems, once somebody unsubscribes, even if you include them in your audience of people you want to go out to, they'll be like, I'm going to save you from yourself. And this is not going to go out.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's brilliant, actually, because, you know, a lot of times, us included, we use MailChimp, and, you know, we will re-upload our list again or something like that. And it's built in a way that it culls out those people that have unsubscribed at a previous date and does not add those back in.
Correct.
And it keeps the preferences that other people have listed. Mm-hmm. So it's just, it I makes your life MailChimp. So much better.
Yeah.
Yes.
I didn't know you use MailChimp. That's great. Yeah. Well, go ahead.
I have found this conversation tremendously informative, but I think what's really standing out for me is that an accounting software provider has this level of knowledge about marketing automation and this level of genuine interest in capitalizing on that knowledge base to serve their customers. Mm-hmm. Say, can you just speak to that? Because you've obviously decided this is so important that we need to know a lot about this and we need to share what we know.
Sure. So, you know, the great thing about Sage is that they have decided that that they want to be the most effective company that they can for the businesses that they serve. And they look at marketing automation as a way to serve their customers and their prospects in a efficient manner and an effective manner. So one of the things that they really invest in is looking at what technologies are going to help move it forward. Because accounting, you know, is one of those things that everybody needs, right? Everybody needs numbers on a page in order to be an effective business. However, you know, what does that really mean to you? Does that mean the numbers are how many invoices I get out? Does that mean a bottom line in terms of simple making sure that you're being effective in terms of your accounting practices? So one of the things that Sage really looks at is saying, okay, what are the best ways that we can serve our businesses and what are the most effective technologies? And they look at that. They look at ways how can we move the business forward? You know, for instance, there are a couple technologies coming. I don't actually know if I can talk about it, but there's a couple things coming that are going to be revolutionary with Sage in terms of how small businesses specifically integrate with our other products. You know, maybe some voice recognition stuff, maybe some easier ways to invoice in real time. And those are the type of things that Sage really promotes, because they want to say, if we are going to help you build your business, if we are going to help you for the life of your company, you know, from maybe you take it to entrepreneur, maybe you take it to midsize, maybe you take it to, how are we going to help you? And from a company standpoint, what do we have to do to do that? And marketing automation is a key part. Being efficient in our in the way that we deliver messages to you is going to be key.
And frankly, it's a better way to spend your marketing dollars.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, a large company like Sage, or even, you know, a small company like mine, we all have budgets that we have to work in. And this allows you to be much more targeted and much more position your company much better to those audiences that you want to reach. Mm-hmm. So it just kind of makes sense.
Yeah, totally makes sense. So I do have one question for you, Bonnie.
Oh, my.
Since you use a marketing automation system in a small business, what do you find to be your biggest challenge?
I think, and we use MailChimp for ourselves, but we also use it for our clients. We do a lot of client newsletters and various things like that. So I think one of the biggest challenges that we find is actually more human based than software based, because it's keeping those lists up to date and making sure that, you know, so our CRM system that we use is called Sol 360. Mm-hmm. It's a, you know, a software as a service kind of thing, and everybody can access it because we're fairly remote as far as our company goes. Well, remembering to, it integrates beautifully with MailChimp, but like remembering to just push the button, just upload the new people that have been added since the last newsletter is gone.
Right.
You know, so it's not a flaw in MailChimp necessarily or the marketing automation. It's really just kind of making sure that you have internal processes in place that take advantage and make sure that you're using it in the right way.
And that's one thing that marketing automation, you know, outside of the software piece that we've been talking about today, there are also marketing automation tenets that you want to look at from a larger you know, philosophical perspective. Like, is your marketing operations being as effective as you as it can be? Because, you know, marketing is a pretty simple concept when you break it down, because you have a strategy, you have a persona, you execute on that persona, you test against that, and then you rinse and repeat. You know, you look at the reporting and then you rinse and repeat, right? So one of the things that when you talk about marketing automation, you know, you can talk about like the technology itself, but you also want to consider marketing operations as part of that as well, because there are things that you can do in your business, just like you said, Bonnie, to make sure that those things are operationalized in a real way and that you don't necessarily have to forget because it's already been set up for you, or it's a reminder, or it's something like that. But it's always going to be the human elements. It's going to be the biggest challenge.
Oh, I think that's always the case. You know? Yeah. And bad information out. And
right.
We could talk about that in a whole other show.
Right. Right.
So where can our listeners go to learn more about Sage, or maybe have a conversation with you or someone on your team about some of these key topics?
Sure. So Sage is all over the place, right? So you can go to sage.com, or if you want to learn more about Sage Live, specifically sagelive.com. And then we're of course on Twitter at Sage NA, at Sage NA. I am at Sarah, at Sarah Assalti, Sarah J Assalti at Twitter. I'm not the best Twitterer. I'm not the best Twitterer, but I am. But you will find. I will say this. When I tweet very, very. I'm not one of those people that's like, here is my pea from lunch, you know, here is my burger from lunch. That's not what I do. But when I do tweet, I tweet very effectively. But if you want to find out more about Sage, I would definitely reach out there. And then, you know, Sage is all over the place on Facebook and everything like that. So I would definitely say, check it out. Other good resources. I did want to say one thing about Atlanta, since we are speaking specifically Atlanta. Atlanta has a slew of marketing automation companies. Like, if you are interested in marketing automation companies, they are always having events that you can go and see. So for instance, like MailChimp is here. Silverpop, that's owned by IBM, is here. Marketo has a really large presence here. Salesforce occasionally has Pardot, which is their marketing automation software. They have events here. There's also like smaller ones like HubSpot. Well, HubSpot isn't that small, but Sales Fusion, there's a slew of them. So from a standpoint of like a marketing automation hub, Atlanta is where it's at. And San Francisco.
Atlanta's where it's at anyway. We just
Atlanta is
that.
Where it's at anyway. Let's
that's
put that.
True, yeah. That's right, because we got all that and grit.
And Sage is here. So yeah, Sage, just so you guys know, Sage has moved their North American headquarters to Atlanta. We're located over in Atlantic Station. Uh-huh. And it's pretty darn cool. Like I'm really enjoying working at Sage. So check us out.
It has been an absolute delight having you in the studio this morning. And I think maybe we ought to have you come back. Well, I think it might be fun. I don't know if you'd be up for this or not, Bonnie, but maybe if you have a local client and do a segment and get kind of a 360-degree view of how they're using.
Oh, I'd love that. That would be fantastic.
You guys up for something like that?
Absolutely.
Absolutely, sure.
All right. It's a date.
All right. Well, thanks for having me. This has been fun.
Yeah. Until next time, this is Stone Payton for Bonnie Buell-Russick, our guest today, Sarah Assalti with Sage, and everyone here at the Business Radio X family, saying we'll see you next time on Atlanta Business Radio.